bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton, and this is 6 Minute English. Today, a work-related topic, and that's management. Is being a manager fun? But first, I'm joined by Doug Campbell. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Jolly good. And as ever, I'm going to start the programme off with a question.
Oh, dear.
And this is, the verb manage comes from the Italian maneggiare, which means A, to move, B, to handle, or C, to control.
Oh, dear. I would say yes, to control. I reckon it's C, control.
Okay, well, we'll find out at the end of the programme whether you're right or not.
Okay.
But let's now move on to have a look at general management terms. What is management?
Management is controlling or organising the work that a company or organisation does.
And the verb, of course, is?
To manage.
And what about the noun?
Okay, you can be a manager or a junior manager, senior manager, general manager.
Okay.
They're all managers.
Yeah, so if you manage people, you're a manager, and there are those different levels of management, junior, senior, general. We can also get all sorts of different kinds of manager, can't we?
You could be a project manager or a department manager, or if you were in a bank, you could be a branch manager or a sales manager, all sorts of managers.
And what are the terms that we often associate with someone who is a manager? You could say he's or she is the boss, for example.
You could say you're the head of the department or something like that. You could say you're the chief executive. I don't think that's very common, though.
Yeah, it usually refers to someone very high up in a big company, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chief executive. Well, now it's time for a personal take on what management is all about. And Lucy Kellaway is a management columnist at the Financial Times newspaper. Does she think management is an enjoyable job or not?
Management is one of the most intrinsically miserable jobs there is.
Oh, dear, she doesn't like her job at all, does she?
Doesn't sound very positive, does it? Intrinsically miserable, so not very enjoyable at all.
No.
What about that word, intrinsically, that she used? What does it mean?
If you say something's intrinsically miserable, it means it's kind of built into the job. All right, it's built into the job.
What would you say is an intrinsic part of your job, Doug?
To be flexible.
To be flexible,
yes. And there's lots of different kinds of things I have to do in my job. I have to write or present, edit the program, things like that.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Well, let's hear a little bit more from Lucy now. Why does she think that management is intrinsically miserable?
Management is all about getting people to do things that they don't want to do, which is a pretty difficult task. It's about coming in early and leaving late. It means being lonely and having no one inside the company to moan to.
She says persuading people to do things that they don't want to is a very difficult task. Task is a word we often hear in relation to jobs.
It means work, really. The thing you do as a task, that's what you have to do. It's your task.
It's a word that's almost interchangeable with words like job or role. Mm-hmm. My job is to do this, or your role for today is to...
Or you could say duty, in fact.
Duty,
that kind of thing.
Those aren't the only things, though, that she says are no fun about management. What else?
The work of a manager is never done. It's one thing after another and another. Being a manager means not minding about being disliked. Management find it hard to make the lives of their underlings any better because they're too miserable themselves.
The work of a manager is never done, which is quite a nice expression.
Mm-hmm.
It means that there's always something, one thing after another, she says, there's always something new that comes up. And she used a word to describe employees, which was underlings.
Mm.
That's quite a negative term, isn't
that it?
I think she means it in a joking sort of way, but essentially it means someone who has a low rank. There are nicer words that you would use to describe someone who works for you, aren't there?
I think the word team is a very, very modern word. Nowadays, everyone talks about their team. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Managers talk about their team. Okay, so they're part of that. We're all in it together.
What about some of the words that we can use to describe managers? If you had a good manager, what do you think are some of the terms you might use?
Effective manager, a strong manager. I don't think that's a bad thing. All right. If you feel that they're in control of your team. Good leadership skills, that's a good one. Some of the bad terms you'd use are lazy. Weak manager. See, a weak manager doesn't control the team. so the team doesn't do very well.
And if there's someone who's really, really bad, I would say incompetent, which means really useless. It's a very negative term to use about someone.
Yes, the person can't do their job. Someone who's competent can do their job.
So, Doug, do you think you'd be competent as a high-flying company manager? Is that something that appeals to you?
Well, the reason it would appeal to me was there's more money in management. But I don't think I'd be any good as a manager, to be honest. It's not my thing.
All right. Well, before we end the program, we've just got time for the answer to the question I asked you at the beginning, which was the verb manage comes from the Italian manegiare. Does it mean to move, to handle, or to control?
And I said to control.
You did, and you were absolutely wrong. It means to handle, and it comes from the Latin verb manus, which means hand. There you go. Well, that's it for this programme, but do join us again next time for more 6-Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.